Hello there, everybody. Just before we get going into the podcast, first of all, welcome. If this is your first time, please do interact with us. You can do it on the chat facility here on YouTube, and we'd love you to be part of it. Lots to talk about tonight, of course, the great win and that viral goal, even though all three probably could have went viral. So we want you all to be very, very active on the chat tonight. Let us know what you think about it all. It was an amazing time. But before we get any further forward, thank you to our sponsors. That said, Northern Print Solutions and our partners, Patrick, as well. We couldn't do it without them. And, of course, subscribe if you are new as well. Well, we've been getting a fair few of late, and welcome and thank you for doing so. Leaves me to introduce my guests. Of course, we've got Mickey and Steely as normal, but I don't know what he's eating there. And we've got Mark Curvers. Davey, you've planned something. You didn't have that one when we went to the beginning of the show. What is it?
It's my Sunday roast. We were just cutting through them like a Sunday roast. Champion body lad. What a winner. Not only was the goal fantastic, but hey, mate, your commentary first class.
I can't believe you set up. He's not even need it. I thought he's going to need it all the way through. Thank you very much.
I've got to be honest, lads. Nice. I thought there was something missing from the commentary, to be honest.
There was. It was probably about 5'4" and sitting to my left. That's what was missing.
That's generous, by the way.
Did you miss him, Davey? Did you miss him?
Yeah, it's to do it for a full match by yourself. Of course, I was joined by the two YouTubers in the second half for a little bit. What helped in the first half? It was action packed. It was really, it was end to end, and it was good, but. Well, after a while, when the second half, the game kind of gets just has a natural dip and slow down. So you don't want to keep talking. So obviously I probably went a bit quiet, like for about 5 seconds every so often. But having Mark there is the best. And I said that on the commentaries. He's me commentary husband.
Yeah, he needs to stop up, by the way.
Nah, I like it. I like it.
Quality commentary as well, Dave. I mean, you know, when you listen back, when you're seeing the goals on social media,
it's always a worry. I always think, did I describe it like well? Because sometimes you think you see a touch or a deflection, and you see it live in commentary, and then you watch it back, and you're like, ah, I missed that, mucked that up a little bit. But especially with that one going viral, I was quite happy with the build up and description of it. It was a good one, but. I say, Jack, he does wonders with them highlights. The footage from behind the goal makes it look better than Sky Sports, if you ask me. But we've got lots of messages coming in. Of course, we've got the win to talk about. Mickey's going to tell us about the ladies' result last weekend, and they've got a game this weekend coming up. Maidenhead on Saturday as well. So all to talk about. But Theo has put evening. We've got Stuart Allen. He's put good evening, heeders. I don't think we've ever been called that before. Good evening from the Three Waldens. Yes, hello there. Glad you're tuning in. Heed Army forever. Hello, lads. Boiler Sports. We've got quite a few coming in. And we've got Johnny Graper. Davey, it was nice to meet you at your soft toy market stall. I mean commentary desk before the game. I've only got a couple left, and there's been more orders since. There was two people who didn't pick theirs up, but they were wrapped up. There's the Dinanga Bears. So we sold 9. So, and Marcus got his as well. So he was buzzing with that. So
Can I quickly point out? You said Marcus, by the way, not Mark.
Mark there. That's coming next time. That one doesn't need as much gold for that.
Yours will have a red rose with it.
Yeah, apparently Mark wants a knitted caricature of himself. It's got to be miniature though, keyring size, like life size.
Need for that, Mark.
messages are still coming in, but I mean, let's talk about the game. I've got it here. We'll play it in the background while we're talking. Phenomenal performance from the get go. The passing display is what we've seen all season long, but with a little bit extra on top because the ball just stuck to us like glue. And, Stephen Wern had a great chance as well where he comes over the top and brings it down like Messi inside the box and the keeper just got himself in front of it. But it is just beautiful stuff. But here we are. This is the start of the...
Have you got the commentary for this, Davey?
I can put it on. 1 second.
Go on, put it on.
High press. As... Francis plays it to Booty out to Richardson. It's a very calm ball at the back.
happy to build and wait for movement in front of them. Gaps to appear. Ollie plays it back to Booty. Booty plays it back to Mare. Mare, a little touch to Tinkler. Gets it happy to build. Just pass it around. Let the ball do the work. As now Grayson can carry the ball forward. Plays it inside to Francis. Francis has options. Puts it off there. Oh, lovely one-touch football from Gateshead. As they keep the ball moving, Kent Richardson puts it out to the right-hand side. Jordan Hunter cuts inside with the ball. Looks up, looking for a runner. Dinanga lays it to Ollie, back to Hunter. Hunter back to Ollie. Gateshead giving a masterclass in passing at the moment. There's a ball still going through as Ollie gets it to Dinanga. Dinanga, can he lay it off? Gets it back to Ollie. Ollie sees the run of Richardson. Now Booty. Booty plays it inside to Wern. Wern tries to thread it through, and he has. Ollie pulls it back. Dinanga! The bear is roaring, and it's 1-0 to Gateshead. It was too easy. The pass.
It was too easy, but that's not to say it was easy. They made it look easy. The passing was crisp, fast, and beautiful, wasn't it?
It was sublime.
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely.
The main takeaway from it, though, is that there were 6 opportunities to hoof it long.
Didn't hit it long.
People messed around, passing not going anywhere. Definitely not done with a purpose. The movement wasn't, done with a purpose. Look, it's often used as a tool to beat the management with, and very harshly, in my opinion, where they talk about the process. That goal there is the biggest indicator of why they stick to the process that's in place.
And there was two key moves that opened up space was Grayson when he put his foot forward and ran forward with it, and then Hunter in midfield when he turned and just sprayed it across. And you're like, well, that was two key moves within the so many moves that opens it up.
But that was from two defenders who were moving forward, pushing. But it's a valid point what Mark says. It's in all seriousness had chances just to hoof it forward, but it wasn't to be. We're playing the Gateshead way.
The thing is, as well, earlier in the season when, particularly after Woking, there was a lot of flack flying around unnecessarily and a lot of stick. Now, if you look at last season, it probably took until February to really hit the stride and get a settled side. And I was thinking about this before we came on, before that you look at the players that are being brought in this summer, right? And they're all in key areas for the way they want to play in this process. So your goalkeeper's a new goalkeeper. The two wingbacks were Luke Hannon. Yes, he's been here before, but he's a new wingback for this side. Jordan Hunter is as well. You've got Regan Booty in midfield controlling things. So there's loads of little changes, but they're in key areas. It was never really going to click straight away. It was always going to take time. It was always going to take time to settle, for players to settle in. But you're starting to see now, it's not just, let's be honest, it's not just this result. I was down at Eastleigh. They were doing what they did with that goal at Eastleigh 6 or 7 times in a game. And that, to me, was one of the best team performances I've seen at any level for a long, long time. So I get why people were getting frustrated against Woking, but this is your classic reason why they are doing what they're doing and why they are so determined to stick to the process. I'm on a rant here, and I apologise.
Right.
I don't know if anyone saw Busted's interview with Jamal Fifield on that podcast, where he spoke about we want to have a team that look like they're having fun, and we want to have fun watching them. Well, if you can't have fun watching that, and I've seen some people on social media say that the build-up was too slow, by the way. Wow. Like, if Barcelona score that goal, you see it for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's even an exaggeration.
Well, I mean, can you remember years ago when those matches of the 70s was coming on in the 90s and stuff, the amount of times that Leeds goal was shown, how many passes was in that one? If it was a Football League side or top flight, as you say, that would be a showing for evermore. But, I mean, just one little thing there. Obviously, someone said it's a pity Hand didn't get involved here. There we go. But he's got a new song. It was a Don't Pass to Hanno on the Left-Hand Side.
I think Mark tweeted out, didn't you, Mark, saying sort of condolences to him at this hard time.
Do you know what, though, right? And I know it was kind of done tongue-in-cheek, but even his movement down the left-hand side, and you could see it on the stream at times, he is creating space. Mm-hmm. And what really impressed me about that goal, and I realise we've already seen another goal, they never really look like losing the ball.
No.
But not at one point did you think they're going to lose it here. It was just controlled. It was measured. And every pass was with the right pace on it, the right direction. It was perfect.
I mean, did anyone see the possession stats? Anyone see the possession stats for the game?
I haven't yet. No,
I
would hazard 70%. You'd think there'd be a good portion of it. But I mean, just going back to Hannant, you're honestly saying about him down the left hand side, but himself and Hunter on the right hand side, because they get so far forward, the defense is stretched. On each side, they have to go wide to cover both men, plus the strikers, plus Ollie coming in there as well with Wern. It causes so many problems for a defence. And if we can build up the way we are, and then you have that spread attack, the defence doesn't know who's coming and who's going. And that's what is the beautiful thing about it. And as I say, Hannant did seem to have a quiet game, but he wasn't off the ball. You know, he was busy off the ball. And there's Booty. Can't believe that. You know, we had that Booty line lined up ever since we signed him about a Booty call. And that bloody YouTuber wouldn't shut up. I couldn't get the line up. I was gutted.
You know what? I take back everything I've ever said about YouTubers. I think
this was my favourite goal.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you love this one, Mickey.
Yeah.
I tell you what, although Brittany got the applauded, Ollie's come back into form, hasn't he? He's looking really sharp. He took that second goal incredibly well. A real good hit.
I mean, I was glad to see some of the goals are being spread around as well, like Booty's getting on this, because he's putting some fantastic performances further back as well. You know, he hasn't got into them opportunities to really get in the box and fire one in. And it was nice to see him get there. But Aidan Rutledge come on late in the second half, and he did a lovely little flick through for Chadwick.
Maybe just rewind that.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back to that cross. How was that not a penalty? I didn't notice that at the time. Is it Joe Grayson near post?
We'll see.
Particularly the one from behind the goal. He gets pulled down. Maybe I've just misjudged it, but...
Yeah, it did look like he was pulling it. I think
this is behind the goal here. Danny?
From a if a referee had seen it, you could see it given. But having said that, though, there was a lot of trailing arms and shirt pulling by Kiddy Minster at times.
Well, that's because they were just in our slipstream. They couldn't
catch her.
And there we go. Someone's pinched another lane of mine that I would have done in the future. The goals were just bootylicious. Well done. That's it for that. That's a good one.
I reckon you'll use that at some stage, Davey.
I'm gonna definitely. The good days are back, says Ken Webster. We've got Ollie's finish was a cracker too. It certainly was. It was just an all-round performance. And I don't know if I said it to Mark or maybe all three of you, the honesty of Russell Penn's post-match interview as well. Of course, you know, he's obviously a good servant to Gator when he never let we're down. But, you know, a lot of managers could have come out and, you know, berated his own side or just said, you know, he just told the truth. He just said that's Gateshead's what we aspire to be coming up to this level. You know, they appreciate that we were probably in the same position as them last season. And, you know, clubs that are coming up, like Kidderminster, you would say are probably about the same size as us, reputation-wise. And I don't know budget-wise, but you would imagine that they're not going to be one of the bigger boys like ourselves. They're looking at us now, where the blueprint to show that it can be done. It was a lovely, refreshing interview. I thought that's from Russell Penn.
Yeah, I was quite surprised by the backlash though on social media. The Kidderminster fans were incredibly hard. There was a lot of negativity,
watch this one from Rutledge here. It happened so quick. Look at that.
No.
With Aidan, I mean, I think his goal's coming, by the way. and I think it will come in the next couple of weeks. But everything else he's doing right, you know, he's hold up play, and it's not going unnoticed by the management either. By the way, I had a good chat with Mike about him.
Well, good.
And he knows that he's doing the right things. His attitude's right. It's just a matter of time before he scores. And I'll say it again. You know, I watch Northern League football. You can't underestimate just how big a step he's taken. You know, he's gone right the way through Northern League Division One, through the Northern Premier League East, Northern Premier League Premier, National League North. He's climbed up so far on the pyramid. And I can't think of too many players who've jumped from step six to step one so quickly.
What's impressed me the most with him is his strength. Obviously, his ball control is very good as well, but that adds to it once he uses his strength to hold the ball up, whether it's to hold it that and flick it on, or he's holding off a defender. He does look of the level, and you just hope not putting too much pressure on him. But, you know, he's still got a lot to learn. I think he'd probably say that as well. But you're excited to see what can develop there. There's definitely something, and you hope he can get a goal and gain his confidence and kick on from there.
But he's got a big role to play, because he's the one putting pressure on Marcus Denanga and making sure he's, you know, staying honest, and not that I don't think he would, but, you know, he's the one who's keeping motivated to be top scorer. That's what all the strikers thrive on. I just think, yeah, it's a matter of time for me before he gets his first goal.
Yeah, we've got more here. Darren can't message us apparently, but he's watching from the rig. He's got, the whole performance was bootyful. We've got the third goal was bootyful as well. We've got a different spelling of it. Someone's put, can you do more pirate related? I fear a change. So we're going to have lots of puns coming in, I think, by the sounds of it. Apparently, it was just under 60% for Gateshead, the possession.
All right, excellent. So, cheers, Colin.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Colin. We've got here, just on the Rutledge thing, more game time will help Rutledge, but Hawk dropped in anger. Yeah, that he's got to grab it when he can. And look, I don't think Mike and Ian will run a player into the ground. They've got the, you know, touch wood at the moment. They've got a fit squad that they can rotate if needed. And, you know, you'll get game time, whether it's in the cup competitions or, you know, Denanga gets a knock and rubber precaution, just put him on the bench. He will get his chance, and hopefully he can grab it with both hands. Someone's asked, what did Jack Lambert play? He did play.
Well, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Wasn't the way he was on the pitch.
Yeah, he was ineffective. Yeah, he did play, didn't he?
Yeah, I think that's a credit to the Gateshead defence, because anything they did try and do, they were having to whip balls in from the wings. But when they did, their deliveries were pretty good. Credit where credit's due. If they had the strikers they ended the game with, if that had started with them, there might have been a bit more of a problem when those balls went into the box. Booty lives matter, guys.
You've got to give credit to the Kidderminster fans now, because they didn't even berate their side when they come off.
Then
clapped them off. And
46 of them, wasn't it?
46 of them travelled up from West Midlands.
That's a long haul, that.
They're not getting battle 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Do you want a trivia question?
Go on then.
So we always look at sort of, you know, how we've, you know, progressing from last year. So this year we've played 10 games and we've got 16 points. Okay. So what stage of the season last season did we achieve 16 points? So what date? There's three parts of this. What date? Who did we play? And how many games did it take us to get the 16 points last season?
I'm going to say about November, and I can't actually remember who we played last November.
Was it Southend?
Oh, hey, I tell you what, November and Southend is the two right answers.
Wow, yeah. There you go.
That's impressive. So
I'll
so
take when... consistent. I was just looking good, looking in the background.
Roy, David, you can have a last guess of how many games did it take us to get 16 points last season.
18 games.
Oh, I tell you, you boys are on the ball. It took 19 games.
I'd say we've rehearsed this. Is that?
We've got a good one for you. Gator are on the crest of a wave, more than Steely did on Tuesday. Of course, Steely, you were hoping to be at the game, but weather was not your friend.
Well, I've tried to get off since. I've been trying. I tried 6:30 this morning trying to get off, and we've got no joy. Yeah, the sea's too rough. Yeah, it's not great. Yeah, I want to make Saturday's game, so I've got another 24 hours to try and get off.
Well, fingers crossed. Everyone send some positive waves to me, to Davey. As I say, if we look back at the last three games, Mark, it's 7 points out of a possible nine. That did seem to feel like there was a little bit of downward feeling after the draw that we got after the 6-0. But you know, we put in that performance at home, and I think I've said it of all years in group chats and things like that, that it was important we put one of those performances in at home.
Look, any point in this league away from home is a good point.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you go to, it doesn't matter how out of form a team is. Any point in this league is a good point. Simple as that. It'll happen again when they go to Oxford, you know, where people, I mean, they're on a decent run, by the way. They've sort of recovered from a really poor start. But the thing that I look at, it's two clean sheets in three games. You know, it's just one goal conceded in those three games. And then I look at a Tuesday night where utterly dominant, yet the last 10 minutes, the work rate was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The people throwing themselves in front of shots just to keep a clean sheet. There's a lot of talk about this team going forwards and how good they are going forwards. Mm-hmm. That needs to be looked at as well, by the way, because the defence took a lot of criticism earlier in the season. Unnecessarily. Yes, there were errors, but, you know, they've been sort of ironed out now. And, you know, there'll be players who will be called upon to come back into the side. That's across back to front, by the way. That will, mm-hmm. will do a job. The squad's going to be needed. But the fact that this team want to keep clean sheets as badly as they do is a very impressive attribute to have. Yeah.
And I thought I thought Grayson coming in has actually made a difference. You know, we talked about him pushing forward on that first goal, but actually just his presence. You know, I don't think he was getting much of a run out up here in Scotland with Raith Rovers and the likes, but.
He was with he went to
Dundee.
Yeah, Dundee, and he didn't really get a fair crack of the whip up there either. But yeah, no, it's so we've got a few more messages coming in. One second, we got don't know if it was coincidence, but Booty was on the cover of the program and got man of the match. Well,
did you see his interview today? The club put out. I thought it was a very good, honest interview. You know, it was just about him and his football and like sort of life, and how he fell out of love with football. And he talks highly of Maidstone, doesn't he? And that, and then and then obviously coming to Gated because of the style of football we play.
Yeah,
You kind of get the feeling, you know, like being around the place and being around the players, they're all loving it. That genuinely love playing for Mike, and even people who moved on, you know, Macaulay Langstaff and people like that. I always mention just Mike, and I shouldn't do that really because it, you know, Busted is every bit as important as Mike, and so is Louis Story and Chris Bell and all those behind the scenes. It's very much a management team, probably more so than I've seen before. But all the players seem to be absolutely loving it. I know it's always easy to love it when it's going well. But even when it wasn't, you could sense there was a determination. Really,
about former players, I had a couple of former players send us messages after the game, and you know how much that you know they're buzzing, and they're not even with the club anymore. So that's just amazing. You know, just
say the management style actually, in the way that the you're absolutely right. It's not just Mike; it's Busted and the rest. It reminds us of a little bit of Lincoln City, sort of, you know, sort of 6-7 years ago. Was it Crowley Brothers? Is that who it was?
Nicky.
Yeah, and that sort of, you know, they were very much a together unit, weren't they?
Not as vociferous on the touchlines as those.
Definitely not.
You know what's funny, right? Danny, like, I know them pretty well. I cover quite a bit of Lincoln's Cup run, and very occasionally still speak to Danny.
Where were they, by the way, Mark? Just out of interest, where are they?
Got jobs, so they were at Portsmouth and left Portsmouth. About a year ago, possibly.
It was Huddersfield and then Portsmouth, wasn't it?
Yeah, but do you know what? I think if a good job in the Football League came up, it would be ideal for it. I mean, what they did at Lincoln was amazing. Yeah. You know, two really good guys. I actually did an interview at the stadium the day that they won, pretty much won the league.
Nice one, Charlie.
it was one of them where I think it was the week Graham Taylor passed away, and obviously former Lincoln manager. And me and George Colgan, one of the he was at the Times at the time, George, we sat down with Danny to speak about how things were going at Lincoln and about Graham Taylor's influence on the club and stuff like that. Just a really good guy, like really good guy. And again, I know he can be quite divisive on the touchlines, the two of them, because they are quite vocal. They do, you know, speak to the fourth official probably more than most, but they know how to put a team together.
I haven't said that. As I said, Mike, on the touchline this year, he's been a lot more vocal than, you know, in seasons gone by. Mickey's back with us, but I'm just going to quickly, when we get set up there, we'll quickly play a little advert on how to follow our socials. Please do, and we'll be back with you in a second. We spoke a lot about, obviously, the goals. We spoke a lot about the defence, but midfield as well, how they're keeping things ticking at this moment in time. You know, Ollie obviously played with Wern, they play a little bit ahead of the midfield, but with Francis and Booty, I remember we haven't got Whelan still, who's out injured at the moment. And what a selection headache that is to pick that midfield. But what a great opportunity to rotate players for different types of games as well. So I'm just buzzing. I kind of get over the midfield at the minute. Booty coming in. Of course, we've seen him play in defence early on in the season. We've seen what he can do. But he just slotted in there like you've been there for a couple of seasons. And Francis as well, just ticking along. They don't do eye-catching things, but what they do just keeps it going along beautifully.
We did talk it up at the beginning of the season, didn't we, about the midfield, and it's not disappointed. It's clicking, isn't it now? It's ticking, and he's gonna have a headache soon, as you say, with the key players coming back.
Three is just an absolute cracking pivot.
It certainly is. The culture that's being created seems very similar to what Ainsworth and Dobbo had at Wickham. Yeah, he cultivated something special there. I think he's struggling a little bit at QPR, though, isn't he?
Struggling there at the minute.
Yeah. One second. We've got, apparently, what's this? Got two of the goals on my mobile, and the chance and the roars from the stand was amazing. Fantastic stuff. I have been mascot at the Gate Sensation back in the day. Great memories, yeah. Was it in the one where the head had, when the first time someone wore it, was sick in it, and it stunk of sick ever since after that? So,
a lovely image.
You know, I think it has been changed since then, but it could have been in that one. And hang on one second, we've got another one here. Steely, I pray the sea in the we've got. Yeah. So
thank you.
Yeah. But as before we go on to preview of the weekend, remember sending your messages about any of the game. If you are just joining us, obviously we've got Mark here, big friend of the show and big part of the commentary. If you'd like to send a message about the game on Tuesday, it was absolutely fantastic. Favorite goal, what was your thing of it? One thing we will mention before we go any little bit further forward, crowd was disappointing. I think it was to be expected, of course, with the interest on Tyneside. We know we've got a lot of people that support both clubs. I expected a 700 crowd, or hoped for a 700-plus crowd. It was close to that, but it would have been nice if we could have had more there to witness it. But that said, the goals went viral. The performance has been talked about, and you know, there's a lot of Twitter scouts that seem to have a lot of swing and... And, you know, they've shared it, and it's just the last time I looked on that, is it Tom Williamson?
Tom Williams.
His was 1.1 million the share, the views on the video of it that he shared. So it just shows you it's getting around, and all the comments about our football club, about Gateshead, has been absolutely glorious. And if you think about it, that's happened, McEwey's back. That's happened on the back of Newcastle getting back in the Champions League and having a great result. But Kate said they're making their own headlines, and it's for not a hearse on the pitch. It's for, you know what I mean? It's for great football. It's not, you know, hitting the headlines, you know, so with the wrong way around. But yeah. So, but Mickey, just before going further, ladies, how did they get on Sunday?
Got beat by the much better side, to be fair. You knew they were going to take it a bit serious when five coaches turn up for Sunderland. But they just footballed us off the park. There's no teacher at half time, played well. And second half, I just showed the class. But just one of them days, really. I don't really want to really talk too much about the ladies at the minute. I mean, they've got concert at home on Sunday, kick off 2 o'clock. But they'll do better. I mean, they've got to come up against a very good concert side on Sunday. It'll be another test.
Is that a 2 o'clock kickoff behind the stadium on the 4G pitches?
No, it's up at concert, mate.
It's up at concert. Okay, we'll share it on social media.
Is it Bellevue?
We'll share it and it'll get out there. So hopefully the ladies can pick themselves up going forward. People are really jumping on this Steely. Pepper's coming there. That this is the one I want to pick on. Pepper's coming on Saturday for some advice. Steely, we hope Poseidon guides you home. as long as he doesn't stop by Medusa halfway, we're all right. One second. Hopefully the crowd on Saturday with Newcastle not playing and the free tickets offer, which is a good thing. If you're a season ticket member or a sole member, I believe, isn't it? You can nominate someone for a free ticket, bring them along. And the way we're playing at the minute, you know, it's a no-brainer. Drag somebody along and they can't help but be impressed. And it'll be, you know, quite the game. But of course, Maidenhead on Saturday. It's another good opportunity for Gator to display what they can do, Mark.
It's a one about attitude, I think, you know, because not that I'm questioning the attitude of this Gator squad, by the way, far from it, but it's a game they're expected to win. You know, I think Maidenhead off fifth from bottom at the moment in the table, haven't had the greatest start, but they've got a very good manager in Alan Devonshire, someone who's been there, you know, he's done it. Knows how to keep a club in this league. You look at last season when it was last day of the season, wasn't it? When they were at the stadium and stayed up despite the defeat. They've got some very talented players. So I'm fairly sure that if Gated aren't at it, then they'll get punished. So not that I'm telling anyone anything they don't know. I'm pretty confident that, you know, the management team will be saying exactly the same thing, but it is, yeah, it's a big opportunity, and it's really strange the way the fixture list has gone recently. I was talking to John Goodwin about this the other day and saying it's like two away games, two home games, two away games, two home games, two away games. It's such a weird way the fixture's been done. So after Saturday, it's, you know, two games away from home and two tricky ones as well. So it's going to be a tough test Saturday. I'm looking forward to seeing what side is selected. I think you would think it would be unchanged because you can't really drop anyone. Someone who hasn't been mentioned, by the way, is Connor Panny. About Whelan come back in, but you've got Panny to come in as well, or certainly come back in a contention. So there's another one where you're then probably looking at leaving someone out of the match day squad. Never mind. Never mind the match day 11. So
compared to this time last year, it's a lovely problem to have, isn't it? all joking aside, it is. I mean, we were, you know, we're wondering how we're going to get the, you know, a decent start 11 together, let alone the bench, you know. So it just shows you how far the club's come and hopefully can stay on that path with no injuries. Panny did well hitting the crossbar at half time. Yes, he was doing a half crossbar challenge with the YouTubers.
as well, you know, the recruitment this summer has been excellent. You know, you look at the recruitment, it's been near, well, I think it has been faultless this summer. Everyone who's come in has really done a job and hit the ground running.
Not that there was mistakes made last year. I think it was a learning curve coming up. There was signings that maybe that didn't have the greatest choice at the time, Gateshead, with they weren't what they are now with the reputation. People had to see it for themselves. But yeah, they've certainly been able to do the homework and offer the players that they want rather than having lots of players offered to them has been a big difference maker, hasn't it? Thus far.
You listen to players now, the ones coming in, and they've all said the same thing. It's a style of play.
Yeah.
Style of play is what's attracting them. You know, and that's not just one, you know, that's right away from Joe Grayson going back to the start of the summer where Regan Booty came in and, you know, players came back and Stephen Wern signed a new deal. It was all about, we love the style of play, we love the atmosphere here, we love the way the management run it. It's all about reputation at this level. And if you haven't got the money that some clubs in this league have or the league above, you've got to make sure you're doing the right things the right way. And that's what Gateshead are doing. That's why they're attracting players that I'm not sure would go elsewhere, even for more money.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I think it's the recruitment's been absolutely fantastic because they bought players with the system in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all slotted into the system. I mean, there's a lot of flack going around Louis. I like Louis, I've got to be honest. I think he's a good defender. He's honest. He doesn't hide.
No,
Joe Grayson's been absolutely immense since he came in.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely outstanding, that lad. And you've got like Louis Story sitting on the bench. You've got Tom Allen sitting on the bench and Aidan Rutledge. All the lads on the bench are itching to get on.
And that's the best way to have it as well. Is you want them itching to get on, and because they know they've got to prove a point when they get on if they want to do it. Taylor Howie's put struggling with the lurg. He might have to have another day on the sofa listening to your coverage on Saturday. There isn't going to be any, I don't think. Unfortunately, I fly at 3 o'clock. I fly at 6, probably at the airport. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get the stuff there to do it. Recruitment has been fantastic this season. It has. And, you know, I don't know if anyone that was at the or wasn't at the talking when Ian Watson was talking. It's not just the scouting they're doing or improvements made to the team. They're making improvements to themselves. They said that even Ian's, they said tongue-in-cheek joking that he's listening to foreign coaches with translations of how they go about their work to learn things. And they're always wanting to do, you know, always wanting to, you know, progress and learn different, you know, learn the style, learn different things. And it's nice to see managers accept that they're learning as well. Whereas some will come in and say, no, this is how I'm doing it. Whereas the case of, no, we're going to do this together. And that's the nice thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mark, I take it you listened to Beyond the 92 as well.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And just some of the stuff Buster was saying, he actually took Jamal and Femi by surprise, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just to, as he says, we want to make them not only better players, but make them better people.
Yeah.
Mm. It's unbelievable when you hear things like that, and you can understand why they like it. I mean, Mike seems to be absolutely, I don't know for sure, but it comes across as if his man management's absolutely spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously Mark's had the pleasure of talking to him many a time for interviews and different things. I spoke to him a couple of times, and you couldn't meet a more polite a person. It's the same, what you see on stage, talking to a microphone or, you know, the interviews, is Mike. There's no hiding from that. He's very genuine, and he'll go out his way if you're standing in a corridor and he's walking past to say hello, or if he's leaving a room to say goodbye. He is a genuinely nice person, and you know, it's nice to have that. You know, not saying that any managers in the past have been nasty, but it's just a nice culture we've got at the club with the full management team, as Mark said, Ian, you know, Chris and Louis, they're all lovely people. So yeah, and I know it sounds, you know, very positive, loving, and you know, let's praise the club. But no, it just is. It's nice. You can't. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or embellish it more than what it should be. It's just they are nice. And anyone that gets to speak to them on a match day or if they see them about, will find that out for themselves.
Do you know, I got kind of a really good insight into the way things are done at Eastleigh because obviously, you know, travelled down there with the team and saw their preparations at first hand on the training pitch and beyond. And there's no stone left unturned. It is genuinely, the attention to detail is absolutely phenomenal. And it wouldn't look out of place at a far higher level than the National League, with all due respect, the National League. It's amazing the way they conduct themselves. And I don't just mean the management team here. I mean the players as well. They've clearly bought into it. I talked to people about this, and I was like, you know, they've made a 600-mile round trip to Eastleigh and then followed up by doing pretty much the same to Aldershot, and they've come away unbeaten from those two games, taken 4 points. And it's just a good group. They're just a good group of people. And I'm sure you are, and I say this as you know, kind of a neutral, Gator fans should be proud of this group and proud, not just as footballers, as to have this group of people playing for that club.
Come in there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I think the only one that's not given Gated praise is its own fans.
Yeah. I think
everyone in this league is absolutely raving about us. Now I don't know if it's because we've been watching Gated for so long, you're waiting for that. The slip up type of thing, and I have to choose my words very carefully because we've got Poppy and Tabitha listening. You just we've had so many false dawns. This could, and it's only 10 games in, and blah blah blah. This could be a very special season,
yeah,
and it's shaping up that way, mm-hmm. but without putting the pressure on. We've got to, like Mike says, we've got to take it and bust it, of course, game by game, but it's looking very special.
But yeah, got to enjoy it and, you know, be behind the team, get, you know, buy into it. They showed us what they can do in the past couple of weeks by the process, as it were. Charles Woff makes a good post here. But just remember, the team that we put at Wembley was depleted, as a depleted squad. Could you imagine if we played that game with the present squad? It would have been a 0-0 draw.
So just kind of beat Halifax for love.
I said exactly the same thing to Dick out of day, by the way. We had a coffee this afternoon, and I mentioned that. I said, I wonder how this Gateshead side would have fared at Wembley. Mm-hmm. You know, the way they're playing now. I mean, obviously, yes, they went and got a draw down at Halifax in a 0-0. Davey, you're all right in that, but That came less than 48 hours after a tough home game, by the way. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't exactly, you know, there were players rotated. They were down
to 10 men as well.
They were down to 10 men. So I just think from my point of view, and again, I say this purely as a neutral, there will be knocks this season. There will be times when the result doesn't go their way. But for God's sake,
another warning. Yeah.
Don't overreact. Supporters on social, I know social media is a bit of an echo chamber, but don't overreact. Don't get too low. Mike says it all the time. Don't get too low by the negatives. Don't get too high in the positives. His reaction after Eastleigh in a 6-0 away win was so level-headed. It was ridiculous. I wanted him bouncing on the interview, but it was like, you know, we need to prepare. We need to do this right. We need to do this right. Supporters have got to realize just how good a group this is. And stick behind them. Yes, they might go somewhere and get pumped. It might happen. They might go somewhere and get beaten heavily. But I'll tell you what, they'll give out more beatings than they receive. Yeah. So just stick with it and stick together. It's frustrating. I have to hold my tongue or to put my phone away sometimes when I see some stuff on social media, because some of the stuff this season has been absolutely brutal, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry. It went past the line, on many occasions. Sorry, one second.
Mr. Lee, their opinions,
they are, but I think it's, you know, it's it's just aggravating when I think we see what's in front of us and some people are aggravated. Are you hiring volunteer commentators on Saturday? Mr. Luke, we've got a hell of a shock for you here. We're volunteers as well.
I was just going to say that. must be owed some back pay here. Jesus.
Get on to Bernard.
Hold your breath, lads.
I tell you what, Bernard. If we get on to Bernard for some money, his hip will be miraculously better and he'll sprint along the concourse.
I'll tell you what, his backside will pucker up tight in the snare drum.
Does anyone know why Rooney is called Rooney the Goat? Well,
because of
Rooney Scrap Metal was the sponsor. The name is stuck.
They bought the costume.
Yep. So thanks to Rooney Scrap Metal. we've got Colin, but the management team is the best we've ever had, and their achievements so far have been outstanding. I hope we can hang on to them for many years to come. I echo that. Absolutely. And Mark's getting a little bit round of applause here. Mark, words from a wise man.
Speaking words of wisdom is what I was going to say.
Someone needs to say something controversial. Someone quick. Throw in a YouTube comment because this is too positive.
Yeah. It's all too nice.
Oh, yeah, we're talking too nice. We need something to go wrong. Cow Daily's put agreed. Some of the social media stuff is unjustified. We're incredibly lucky to have the people involved with the club that we do. People will twist on 21. Well, everyone, as Mickey said, everyone's entitled to the opinion. But
yeah.
I think when you've got to put it against last season. That was funny, Mix. Don't stop me now. There we go. but no, we've got to look at. Ours fought this season. We'll gauge it against last season. And as you said, there it was the 19th of November, and look, we're in September. Big steps have been made.
Huge steps. Yeah.
Positive signings that we probably only could have dreamed of maybe making one or two of those in the back end of last season. You'd think, oh, could we get them on loan or will we sign them? We made some monstrous signings in the summer. I didn't imagine we'd get any of them, or not all of them anyway.
We can remember when we signed Booty. We signed him quite early on. And I remember it was like shockwaves through not just us as fans, but I remember the clubs in the division. I remember Oldham fans and Southend fans, they couldn't believe it. It was like, Booty's gone to Gated, you know, and it was a major statement. Yeah. And then we got Wern and went from there. So, huge summer for us.
I think,
you know, I've talked about it
all along. I think Wern was the catalyst in the summer.
Yeah.
You know how you're talking about sort of progression from last season? So this time last year, even before the season, the only thing that was being spoken about was staying up, staying in the division and avoiding relegation. Fast forward, just 12 months, by the way, I've not heard anyone talk about relegation, even saying anything about it. That shows that, I know we're talking about negative comments on social media, but that shows how much the management team and players have changed the mindset of supporters in what is a relatively short space of time. Nobody's talking about it.
I don't think we'll get a book collection, but you're very right, Mark.
Nearly carried up safe.
Yeah, I mean, but no, it just shows you the progression that, as you say, that has never actually been put there. But I mean, I know we joke and Farnfield jokes themselves. As I said earlier, all this big build up, we hope we're not disappointed at 5:15 on Saturday.
Oh, well, Steve, man.
You know where it is. Even if we get beat, it's not because I'm telling you what, if we do get beat, fair enough, but we won't go down without a fight and then players will give everything. But it's not gonna be go down with a whimper. That's the positive side I'm looking at, because as Mark said, last year, I know we're not gonna be like Wrexham or Notts County. They had blips. They had blips every so often here and there, but it happens. You know, even Man United in the pomp would get beat. So that's just the way it is. Any flying towels around tonight? No, not at all. And I've locked her up in the other room.
So much positivity tonight. There's no towels.
Yeah, I haven't locked her up. Just in case anyone does think I've done that. We've got there. Stick with the same. Stick with the team, no matter what the results. If we lose, then we lose. If we lose, then we move on. It's football. It is. And
I mean. I'm sorry I had to gun off before, but I don't know what he's have said. But when we come out to the ground on Tuesday night, I couldn't believe how high people were.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe what a performance it was. And I'm sorry if you've already touched on this.
No, I haven't.
Big Sean said to me, they played really well at Aldershot. And he says, a couple of Aldershot fans had said, they played Chesterfield. And says, you play better football than Chesterfield. Chesterfield, just get jobs done. So, can it be that bad, can we?
Do you know, again, down at Eastleigh, I was sat at the back of the stand amongst all of their local media and the club media. And at half time, bear in mind it was 4-0 by then. And it could have been 6 or 7, by the way. There was two of them sat with me, including the guy from the non-league paper, and said, you must absolutely love covering this weekend, week out. And I said, I do, because I know I'm going to go and see a set of lads playing decent football who, I know he swore there, who are just good people and just really good people. And then I mentioned they've actually had some stick about the way they play. And honestly, their jaws nearly hit the floor.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think people realise, Mickey made a great point earlier on, that the people that should be praising the side even more and eulogising about how brilliant they are the Gateshead fans. I've seen so many comments in the last 3 weeks from people around the league, from managers, from supporters, from opposition players, about just how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's time, and I'll say the wider community needs to figure that out as well, by the way.
Yeah.
People in Gateshead and in Tyneside. So, you know, fingers crossed that happens.
Well, I mean, look, we've had that viral goal. Hopefully that grabs a bit of attention. There was a lot of people from that. I've seen tweets, people going, I'm in Milan watching this and going, fantastic, you know, well done, Gateshead. So it is reaching. It is reaching. Hopefully we can, you know, grab some people in, entice people back. That's what we want. And it's absolutely fantastic. Right, we've got about 7 minutes left. So if you want to send any predictions for Saturday, please do. It's a fantastic viewing figures tonight, and having Mark on is always a pleasure, as it is with Mickey and Steely. So if you've got any questions for any of us, please do send them in. We've got 1 second. Do you know if Patrick are going to bring out any clothing range this season? We'd love to see some T-shirts for children. Well, there might be something in the offer, and if you had a look at Twitter today, I was speaking to Josh from Patrick. They're looking to maybe do something to immortalise the 37 passes and the results on a piece of clothing, I would imagine. So watch that space. And we've got any podcast next week, Davey, since you're on holiday. I might be pushing it. Like I could end up being before. I'm taking my laptop with us. But watch this space. See what my signal's like from the balcony.
I tell you what, Dave, if you do it, I don't think there'll be tea towels being thrown at you. But, you know.
Beach towels. So there we go. And a pair of
bottles.
Yeah. we've got 4-1. As I said, 4-1 Tuesday night, 4-1. Yeah, we've got another one that's in 4-1 as well. Oh God, we're talking positivity.
Hey, I think Mickey got it right. Didn't you say 3-0 against Kitty?
No, 2.
Oh, so,
yeah. Oh, useless.
We have the biggest goal difference in the league as well. Yeah, that's a nice positive to have as well, the goal difference. 4-1, 3-0. Lots of positive results there. There we go. Oh, we've got 4-0 from Trina as well. Half the Gated fans criticise the club, have probably never played football at any level, including school football. All right, that's your comment. That's your comment. We've got 3-0 there. Louise Dick has put, sorry to join in. Amazing game on Tuesday. Loved it. Even more that the T-shirt fits me and not Mr. D result. Louise, I'm going to put this out there. You don't look as good as me in it. That's all I'm going to say. But it's a good fit. It's a good fit. 3-0 there. And it was me. It was Boiler Sports that got it right on
last week. Oh, it was Boiler Sports. Good lad.
Cow Daly from Portugal. He's sending in 5-0, 3-0. We've got positivity all over. Look at these scores. Look at them all there. Yeah, they're all coming in. Johnny Gray, 2-0. So fantastic stuff. Big thank you to everyone that has sent in messages. I have got something on Facebook. I don't know who or where it's from. It
up.
What are you fancying then, Mark and Mickey? What are you fancying for Saturday?
I'll go 3-1.
3-1, yeah.
Well, Darren, Darren has sent a message in via Liv, and he's put 16 points per 10 games. If we do that the same the rest of the season, that's 73 points. I take that. That must be at least a playoff spot. Darren, it must be lonely on that rig. That's all I'm saying. wow, too much time on your hands. No, thank you. You would take that.
I just make a quick point since we're getting towards the end? Just a thank you to the club, by the way, and everyone at the club for supporting, if you care, Shares Inside Out program initiative last week down at Eastleigh in the build-up to that. Obviously, everyone knows I'm an ambassador for the foundation, and the club have been overwhelmingly positive and supportive ever since, probably the last 3 years now. And it was great to see. I saw some supporters getting involved as well. What was lovely, and I wrote about this, was when I was down at Eastleigh, I got talking to a steward down there about mental health, purely because the players were wearing the T-shirts, which is the whole reason behind Inside Out, you know, to get people talking about mental health. They spoke about they opened up about their mental health problems that they'd had, issues that they had in the recent past. I spoke about mine as well, which I've always been quite open about. Wrote about the fact I had an anxiety attack last time I was before the Oldham game, Davey, before I got to you. Just a massive thanks to the club, because it means a lot that they are so supportive, along with other people around the North East non-league scene. It means a lot that they do that.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm going to come in there because I need to praise Mark. And I've said it to Mark before, but I'll put it out there. You know, if it hadn't been for a podcast Mark had done about mental health, I wouldn't have known about my own. Mm-hmm. And I'll be forever grateful for that. And I mean that. It made me go to the quacks and get sorted.
You just got to keep talking, mate. It's
a long journey, but it's a
you've just got to keep talking.
Yeah. Who knows?
And that serves as a reminder to everyone else. Just check in with everybody. Ask them how they are. Just a little text. Yeah. Just it's little things like that. It doesn't cost anything. Just do it. And we've got a message here for Daly. Love the openness about mental health, lads. Yeah, I've had my struggles. It's not nice. You know, it's just, yeah, not saying pick yourself up and get on with it, but you know, life does go on. Things aren't as hard as they seem at the time. And talk. That's the way to do it. And Cow Daly has also said to us.
To admit you're not okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It really is. He's in the Catalanian Mountains tonight, lads, where he gets about, doesn't he? So what? You might be stealth camping. You might have been watching Blot Outdoors. Have you seen Blot Outdoors, Mark?
Haven't
you're in for a treat. There's a lad from Sunderland. Stands for Bonnie Lads on Tour, and it's a man and his height challenged friend. I know it sounds like me and Mark on commentary, it's not. It's goes stealth camping around like the bins in Morrison's and things like that. it's well worth a watch, and they get very drunk. Desperate for a Rutledge goal, says Mr. Luke.
It's coming.
It's
coming. He's getting better with every game. Much better with every game.
There we go. Mickey has made me a Heed supporter. Hey, Mickey, there we're going. See, we're getting everyone going there.
That's my nephew, by the way.
Yeah, hopefully it's a step forward to open up about mental health. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Liv, I would love to thank you all. You're always there for me. Let's see, it's the little messages that count, everybody. We've got Cow Daly as well. Little Mick has just got the meatballs on the camp stove. You have to watch Blot Outdoors to get that one. Right.
Mickey doesn't like it.
Yeah, and before we go, it's Gated Ladies versus Concerts. So everyone, Mark, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mark.
I missed you on Tuesday. Lads,
say the same.
I know. You did tune in, though. But right, on that note, we'll see you all next time. Remember, like and subscribe. It's been an absolute pleasure. We might have a show next week, I don't know, but keep an eye out. But enjoy the game on Saturday if you're going along, and remember, drag a friend if you've got a season ticket or you're with the Gated Soul. So bye, everybody.